Eric Hirschman, the founder of Ushahidi, and what an incredible success story, and what a remarkable difference it has made to, you know, to so many people around the world. Eric, thank you for joining us. Just tell us about Ushahidi. You meet someone for the first time and say, what on earth is Ushahidi? How would you describe Ushahidi?
So Ushahidi is a platform. It's a website that anybody can set up for their own area, their own country or need or location, whatever it is. And what it does is it allows anybody with a mobile phone, email, web, Twitter, could even be used by Mixit, whatever it is, to send information into the system and to a phone number or an email address, and it gets mapped and plotted and put on a timeline. And that's the technical side, right? It's basically just saying, hey, here's something happening here, right? And then you can visualize that on a map in a timeline and see what's actually happening. And so it gives a tool for people to coalesce around, to get together around, and share their stories. Ordinary people. You don't have to be special to use this. And you know, so examples of use are really the best way to understand how Ushahidi works. Back in 2008 in Kenya, during the post-election violence, there's four co-founders of Ushahidi, we got together and we built this tool, and it was about saying, you know, ordinary people all over the country, submit in information about what's happening around you. Is it peaceful where you are? Is there violence? You know, what's happening? And let's get a bigger picture view of what's happening around us and save an archive of that for the future. In Haiti, it was used for information coming in about people who needed water or were trapped in a building, you know, things like that. And then that would go to relief organizations who would help them. And in Madagascar, it was used to map rainforest deforestation. You know, so all kinds of things that, you know, you just... In Washington, D.C., it was used for groups of citizens to figure out where the big snowdrifts were and to clear their streets and, you know, things like that. So it's a very much of a tool for collective action, and that's what we see.
And anybody can do it, right? I mean, it's just such a simple thing to use. You know, you can do it in your own neighborhood for crimes, for example. You can do it for... You know, whatever you want to do, it you can apply this, and that's as simple as that to use.
That's exactly right, Aki. I mean, you can go to crowdmap.com right now, and in 3 minutes you'd have your own crime watch of your own little neighborhood set up. That's it.
And how do you make money? I mean, how does Ushahidi sustain themselves?
So Ushahidi, as an organization, is a nonprofit technology company. So we're a lot like Mozilla with Firefox or with you know. We get our money from private foundations like the Cisco Foundation, Amidyar Network, MacArthur Foundation, and that's what gives us the money to operate and build the software. So being a nonprofit, we don't have to worry about profit. All we have to do is worry about, do we have enough revenue to make sure that we keep going and can provide the services, and that's what we do.
What other interesting projects are being worked on at the moment? Because as I'm talking to you right now, I'm just thinking of hundreds of things, lots of things around the world where Ushahidi would be a wonderful use for, I would imagine, for, you know, people that are starving around the world, you know, to focus on those core areas where there's trauma and where there's, you know, some kind of relief effort that's needed. Look at Pakistan, for example. That's a classic example.
Right. Well, and so right now... it's being used in Russia with the forest fires and where people need help. It's being used in Pakistan with the floods. It's being used all over the place. CrowdMap, which I just mentioned, was launched on Monday, and there's already 500 instances or deployments of it all over the world. So it's being translated into different languages. It takes very little effort to set it up. What it does take effort in is getting your community involved, right? If you're going to do a crime watch in your neighborhood, well, you need to get your neighborhood involved, otherwise it's not going to be very good, right? And so that's what this is about. It's less about the technology and more about the community. And that's what makes any type of action that you get a group together around effective. And that's really what our tools allow anybody to do, is say, okay, here's a little tool. And remember, it's just a tool, right? Here's a little tool. And it'll help you coalesce around something and be more impactful with whatever you're doing.
That's amazing. Good luck, and thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and it's a great tool. Eric Hirschman, thank you.
Aki, thank you so much for having me.